And welcome back to another episode of Two BFFs and a Mic. My name's Dalton.
And my name's Ruby Jane.
And we are winging this like no other.
Yeah. Good morning. It's Monday. You know what that means. Inspirational quote day.
So I guess we'll go right into it?
Yep.
All right. We're going
into that. Here we go.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits. And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
All right.
All right, so that was a quote by Sylvester Stallone. As always, he's the one that played Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, such a great guy in any of those movies. He's always doing motivational stuff with his acting.
Yeah.
So that's always good about him.
I enjoy watching his movies. He's pretty good. I love the Rocky series.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. He's been in a couple other things, but the top of my head, I can only name Rocky.
I've always known him as Rocky.
Right. And sometimes I get him confused with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, because they're very similar in face structures. And stuff.
Yeah, not voice, but face structures. Mm-hmm. But Sylvester Stallone, man, he's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. So this is going to be a thought bubble type of podcast where we're talking nonsense.
Yeah. Because it's kind of happening crazy day because I've got to do anything to organize.
It's okay. We've all been there. We've all been there.
ADHD brain at its finest.
Yep. As we talked about in the last podcast.
Yeah. 100%.
So today we're going to kind of jump around as always, but it's not as structured as it normally is. We will be talking about my fuck up, my little, you know what I'm saying, that happened last Sunday. It's not really even a fuck up. It was me being overdramatic type of thing.
You just forgot to think about how long it was on your hair.
Yeah, so
that was a lot of the issue.
Yeah, so if you haven't, like, a lot of my clients listen to my podcast. So if you haven't been in the salon recently, I last Sunday decided that I was no longer going to be dark. And as everyone knows, I have been dark for a long time, almost 2 years. So I just got tired of it and had like a sentimental break. And my friend Bella came over and she helped me. She did a fabulous job. Let me just put that out there. She did a freaking amazing job as being a guppy in the cosmetology world.
She's still learning. So.
Yeah. She did a great job. Where the fuck up happened was me. I happened. Okay. There's a reason why I don't do my own hair. I can do everyone else's hair. Mm-hmm. Because I'm in that zone. But when it's my hair, forget about it. The information's going out the fucking door. And I don't know why, but it happens every single time I do my hair. Mm-hmm. Hence why I never do my own hair. I'll let someone else do it because I can't seem to get into that thinking, that mindset of, oh, you put chemicals on your hair. Let's think this through. I can never remember.
Right.
So, last Sunday, I decided that I wasn't going to be dark anymore, and my friend Bella and I, or my friend Bella, helped put on the bleach, which is what you use to give yourself highlights, or a stylist uses to give you highlights. We did a treatment called CPR, which is supposed to take off the unnatural pigment.
Mm-hmm.
And not touch your natural hair color.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. That didn't even do anything. So I was like,
you turned.
Let's go in the other way.
Very natural to dark.
Yeah. So I was just like, fuck it. Let's just go ahead and put bleach on my hair. And I should have known better, but I was so manic on the time frame that I didn't think about it. Underneath all of my dark, like towards the bottom, is white. Because before I went dark, I had white hair, and I just covered it up.
Yeah.
So I didn't think about, okay, what's going to happen when I put this on with that already white underneath it.
Gotcha.
Just because you color your hair doesn't mean it takes away that blonde highlights. Like, if somebody goes in and highlights, they still have to think about the fact that, oh, before this, you also had highlights. So mm-hmm. I have to factor in the fact that I cannot let this sit on as long as another person is.
Right.
So, like, naturally, if your hair is, like, a natural 6, like, a natural, like, 5-6, mm-hmm. I'll let the lightener sit in the foil for about an hour, and then I pull it. And every single time I pull it, it's at this beautiful white blonde, not mm-hmm. even white, but it's, like, this, like, pale yellow right where it needs to be.
Right.
Like, a 6-6, a 7-8, which is like a dirty blonde that mm-hmm. only sits on for like 30 minutes.
Gotcha.
Because it lifts so fast because it's not having to break through that much color molecules.
Right.
But with darker hair, it has to sit on longer. Well, my mistake is that I forgot that I had that mm-hmm. blonde underneath. So I was like, all right, let's put it on. Let's just go ahead and just put it on like I would an all over color. Mm-hmm. It was going fine. And then I forgot how long I had it on because mm-hmm. I normally set timers. When I put someone's highlight on, I will set a timer or I will look at the clock and mm-hmm. time. Okay, so I put this highlight on at 10:10. It right. needs to come off by 11 o'clock mm-hmm. or 11:10. So that's why I constantly like bring my phone with me when I'm doing hair so mm-hmm. I can check the time and everything. Well, I didn't check the time when Bella put it on. Mm-hmm. And then we get to the front. I had her put the bleach on the front. And periodically, as she's, like, doing this, we're checking my ends. Like, yeah. we're checking my ends, making sure they're not falling apart. They're not turning around in noodles. And then we check it, and I look at the color. I said, okay, because we did put it in a bag for it to process because mm-hmm. I didn't have it in foils, which I needed to keep in the heat to make it process. Well, when we last checked it, I was like, okay, that's actually where it needs to be before, like, it can go like maybe one more level, and that's where we can put on the root, the bleach on the root mm-hmm. for it to match, because you have your natural body heat will lift it. So by the time my root's done, my whole head, my ends will be done as well.
Right.
Well, I went to go check it after she put on the root color mm-hmm. or the bleach. Mind you, the entire time it was so painful on my scalp. Mm-hmm. Because it's a powder lightener. Mm-hmm. Powder lighteners are the strongest out of lightener. Typically, when you do a scalp retouch lightener, mm-hmm. like a bleach retouch, you use more of a creamier consistency. Like you use a cream base lightener,
yeah.
not a powder based lightener.
Yeah, because it burns my scalp.
Yeah, because it's not as strong.
Gotcha.
Well, I went ahead and put it on there because I've done the bleaching all over my head before and I had no problems. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, well, I've done this before. Like, I'll be just fine. And so I think the lightener was on my roots for maybe 10 minutes. And I was getting so lightheaded. I was not feeling good. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to throw up because it was just so painful. Then I looked at Bella. I said, okay, we've got to run this like right now. Mm-hmm. I can't handle this anymore. It's hurting so badly. And just within 10 minutes, I was like, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. So we rinsed it. She washed it with K18. And when I went to go look at it in the mirror to see what level it lifted to, mm-hmm. I went like this and I ran my hands through it. Just like I was like tugging on it. And I saw just a little bit of breakage, but it was just enough for me to freak out. Mm-hmm. I had a complete panic attack.
Well, of course.
Well,
it's
yeah.
your hair. It's your baby. Like your baby at home.
Right. My hair is like almost everything to me. Mm-hmm. And I've always strived to have the best hair as I can be.
Right.
And I'm not used to seeing breakage like that because I haven't been blonde in so long. Mm-hmm. That when I do see it, I like immediately freak the fuck out. Mm-hmm. So because I freaked out so badly, I rinsed the front too soon, mm-hmm. like 45 minutes too soon. And I was just like, we got to rinse it out. We got to rinse it out. I can't do this. I cannot do this. I've got to rinse this. I'm going to start throwing up if I don't.
Seeing stars?
Yeah, stars. I was seeing stars. I shit you not. I was seeing stars. And Belle's like, okay, well, let's just rinse it. So I rinse it and then like I wash it and I'm like running my hands through it. and like I'm pulling on it. It's like when you pull on hair that you just bleached, yeah, it's gonna break. It's gonna break. You just chemically like fucked with it. Like it's going to like break.
Right.
So it was just enough breakage for me to freak out to the point. I rinsed it out too soon. So right now I'm battling two-toned hair. So my back is way lighter than my front, which is fine. I get it fixed in a couple days.
She's joined the ginger side for a few days.
Yeah, I'm a little coppery gingery right now, but I've got a lot of compliments on the hair color, so I'm not too mad about it. I just need the front to match the back.
Oh, right.
So, and then I'll be fine. I could just let it grow. But here's the thing. I freaked out so badly that I called my mom. You know, your mom knows everything. I called my mom. I said, Mama, I need you to come over. And I was like texting her. I said, Mom, my hair's fucked. She goes, oh, no, how bad? And I'm like telling her. And I called her and I'm like semi-crying. And you could hear my dad in the background go, what's wrong? Because my parents knew that I was doing my hair. They came in.
Yes, they told me. And I ended up calling you when they got there.
Yeah, yeah. So my dad was like stressed for me. And my dad was freaking out when my mom was telling him that, you know, I damaged my hair. And so my mom comes over and I'm like crying to my mom about everything. And then she's like, turn around, look at Bella. And poor Bella, she's like bawling her eyes out. Yeah, bawling her eyes out. And I stopped what I was feeling in that exact moment and realized, you know, just because it's my hair, it's not about me. And I completely like turned my emotions off and consoled Bella because I've been in her shoes of being that guppy stylist and not really knowing what the next move is and like how to fix this.
Right.
And we were sitting on my couch and I gave her the biggest hug and I was like, babes, it's okay. Everything's fine. You know, my hair is a lot stronger than sometimes I believe it is.
Right.
I'm just going to nurse it. Everything's okay. You know, I've always said like my biggest saying when it comes to my stylist is, or to as a stylist to my clients, I say it is better to have long, healthy hair than long, damaged hair.
Right.
Or short, healthy hair than short, damaged hair. So I just kept repeating that back to Bella. I said, Bella, it is okay to feel this way. It's okay that you're crying because it is a very scary moment.
Right.
This is also when you go in to get a color correction, you have to factor in that you're not going to walk out with the same condition hair. It's either going to be super, super soft because the stylist was very gentle on your hair, or it's going to feel a little dry because you did do a lot to your hair. It is completely normal sometimes. Completely normal to have a little bit of damage when you're going from so dark and trying to get so light.
Right.
And I told Bella, I said, Bella, everything you're feeling is completely normal.
Right.
Completely normal. I said, needless to say, what's going to end up happening is I'm going to end up washing this, looking at it, drying it, the whole nine. And I'm being overdramatic about it because there's a little, I can have two strands fall on my head and I feel like I'm going bald. Like, it was just...
You just attacked very dark hair.
Yes.
Very quickly.
Yes, very... And I personally pushed my hair too far.
Yes.
And I know I did, and that has nothing to do with Bella at all. She is an amazing hairstylist. She is so good at being such a guppy in this industry.
Yeah.
She is definitely the way she cares about her clients... gives me such good hope for her in the future. And I'm just so proud of her. My friend Sarah McKenzie, when I was in the salon, they're my coworkers. They were looking at my hair and they're like, you know, she actually like did a really good job applying the bleach and where she applied it to.
Right.
It's very even. Most stylists, especially like new stylists, guppy stylists, they can't lift the hair that even and it's very even.
Gotcha.
So, and needless to say, I've talked to Bella. I just talked to her earlier today that I've gotten a bunch of compliments on my hair and that Sarah McKenzie are very proud of her and very impressed with her work. So I'm very proud of her. Needless to say, when I went to go wash it, it's perfectly fine because I got K18. I got a hair mask.
Give it some moisture.
It literally all it was. Oh yeah, all it was just really dry.
Mm-hmm.
Now there was a little bit of damage, but it wasn't like anything crazy. I went to go brush it after my hair mask, and it was perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. Like the hair that was coming out was the hair that I would have lost if I didn't have my hair in braid for a week.
Right.
Because I had my hair braided all week.
Yeah, you slept on it last week. Pushed on it. It's
yeah. I put it in there and see, I have naturally curly hair. So the best protective style for me is to have it braided, to braid it down and just load it up with oils, load it up with all the stuff that it needs and just braid it down and leave it be. But with the K18 hair mask, it's heat activated. So you have to dry your hair for it to work. So which is completely fine by me. So I can go natural for a couple days and then just have Mackenzie braid it down.
Yeah, your lion mane that you have right now.
Yeah, dude, it's hair,
very big.
Yeah, my hair looks massive right now and it's super got layers. Long. Yeah. And you know, with my layers, this is how I could tell it's a really good haircut. If I feel like I don't have a shelf, we're in a good state. And you know, that means Sarah did a really good job of my haircut, and that's all I can say.
Okay, well,
so
pass from your crazy hair episode that's gone on.
Yeah.
Since it is out there now, how about we talk about this new step in your career?
Oh, so we're just going to talk about my career today.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you're making big changes. You're going into being your own boss again.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. You're in a more central location, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's a very pretty studio. I've been able to see it.
All right. So clearly he hasn't said what is happening. But recently, or the past couple weeks, I've been working on moving salons. Nobody freak out. Nobody panic. Especially my clients who are listening. I'm still in the area. I'm just more in central Myrtle Beach. I'm in Market Commons. And the new building's called Image Studios. They're right across from the soccer fields and Market Commons. Most locals know when I say it's, you can get to it from the back gate. What I mean by the back gate, I mean where off of what, 17 it's business bypass.
You're going off bypass by the Walmart, the neighborhood Walmart right across from 707.
Yeah. So you can enter through there and you'll find it really, it's a beautiful location. So
if you've been in Market Commons, it's pretty easy. Just think about soccer fields, cross from it.
Yeah. And it's those new buildings that were built in Market Commons that everyone's been like, oh, what's that? Like, what are they building there? I will be located in that building. So in this case, what ends up happening is that I'm not doing business inside of a business anymore. I am in a room, just me, where I am conducting my own business. I officially will have been, because I've owned my business for 2 years.
I will say it a little differently because it is a business inside a business because you are in a, it's more of a network of businesses inside of, it's like a.
It's studios. That's all
literally,
it is.
It's just basically studios inside of a building.
Yeah. So like I'm renting, it's just no different than you like renting an apartment. But the difference is it's just a room. It's a studio.
Which I will say it is very nice going in there because if you want to get other things done, there is plenty to do in there.
Oh yeah, there's estheticians. They are hopefully getting a nail tech in there.
You can get my eyelashes done.
You can get your eyelashes done. You can get they have what is that called? The needle therapy.
Acupuncture.
They have acupuncture.
They have a health fitness coach that's in there.
Yeah, they have, it's a one-stop shop. It's okay, if anyone knows. Yeah, if anyone knows what Sola Salons is, that's what Image is. But on a newer scale. They're a newer brand than Solo Salons.
Mm-hmm.
They were on the West Coast. Now they ventured over to the East Coast. My lady who manages it is absolutely amazing. I love her. She's so nice. She answers all the questions that I've had.
Yeah.
She's made this process very smooth for me.
Yeah, even though she's traveling back and forth.
Yeah, she doesn't live here. Like she lives here, but she doesn't live here, but she's just been so nice and so thoughtful and has really just helped me with this process and making sure that I'm comfortable at every step of the way. So with that being said, here in the next couple weeks, I will be opening Ruby Jane's Styles at Image Studios, and you guys can still book like normal through my Gloss Genius. All the services that I offer at Hello Honey, I'll still be offering at Image Studios, just at a, you know, different location. Most of my clients, it's a lot closer to them. Some of them, it is like an extra 10-minute drive than the 3-minute drive. Mm-hmm. But it's more, tight knit. It's more intimate.
It's your space.
It's my space. It's yours. It's y'all's space as well for y'all's comfortability. I'm designing it for you guys to walk in and feel comfortable so you guys can relax and really enjoy the time that you had.
Yeah, I'm excited. That you have time lapse video.
Yes, there will be a time lapse video that we're doing of painting and designing. But this space is not only for me to be able to relax while I'm working, but it's also for y'all to relax getting your hair done, because y'all's comfortability is my number one priority. Mm-hmm. If you're not comfortable, I'm going to make it comfortable.
Right.
Your back hurts, I'm getting you a freaking pillow.
Right.
You want to sleep, go ahead and sleep. I can do your hair while you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. I've had so many clients.
I would sleep.
Yeah, I've had so many clients fall asleep on me while I've highlighted their hair.
It's therapy for me when someone's messing with my hair.
Not only that, but when somebody is able to fall asleep in your presence, it means you are comfortable.
Oh, I know. You've seen my hold-on snore.
Yeah, I've had clients fall asleep, and that means they're comfortable within the space that they're in. And that is the most important part, is if you are not comfortable in a salon, it's okay if you want to find another stylist. There are plenty out there. We all understand. I would much rather have a client that say, hey, listen, I love what you did in my hair, but I just don't think it's like...
The vibe's not working.
Yeah, the vibe's not working. I would much rather be told that than you keep coming back to me and you're uncomfortable the whole time. Like, just tell me straight up. If you're not happy, that's okay.
Right.
And I'm with that even with my color clients. Like, mm-hmm. Or like my clients who get a color done and they're like, oh, yeah, I like it. And then they just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
No, babes, tell me that you don't like it.
Right.
Tell me. Because if you don't tell me, how am I supposed to make you feel good?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to feel good within your skin. I want you to feel good with your hair.
Right.
I just had a client just a couple days ago where we did a dramatic change, looked beautiful on her, but she texted me within 24 hours and was like, listen, I don't like this. I don't like this. It's too much of a change. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's fine. That's fine.
It was drastic.
Yeah, it was a very drastic change. And I told her, I said, that is completely normal to have that reaction.
Yeah.
Completely normal. And at first I told her, give it 2 weeks and you can adjust.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't make it 2 weeks, text me. Text me. We'll figure it out. We will figure it out.
Right.
She came in. I highlighted her. She feels much better. She walked out with a smile on her face. She walked out more confident than she did when I did that transformation. And that's all I want in my clients, mm-hmm. is to walk out with their head held high, knowing that their hair looks freaking bomb as fuck.
Right.
You know, that's all. Yeah, I should probably like bomb as. You know what I'm saying?
We finally got some buttons to play with.
I know. I got one.
I know. There's a few on there that are kind of cool. Oh, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Clients here. Beep, beep.
No.
No, we're, but.
Ready?
Yeah, go.
Ding, ding, bitch.
Oh, God.
You killed me. That's all that first that went through my head. It was like, oh, ding, ding. And it's like the Jerry Springer show where they like go at each other. Like, that's all I get. Ding, ding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then we also have a. Party time!
Oh, no.
No, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
No. But overall,
we can make crickets. We can make it look like we... Okay. Awkward moment. That's when my co-host bores me.
This bitch. I don't think I could ever bore you.
Not really. I mean, it's been...
I bounce off your energy. It's like not possible.
That's because we're both empaths.
Both empaths, you're an extrovert, I'm an introvert. It just balances itself out. But,
awkward with confident. Okay.
Sure, we'll go with that one.
Because Dalton's awkward.
You are so awkward. Normally, most of the time, I have to take the lead because he gets like, so awkward.
I'm going to start singing to you, girl.
Go ahead, sing it.
No.
See, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm.
No.
Anyways, so yes, I'm moving salons. It's very exciting. It's a long process. I have a bunch of stuff I still have to do.
Yeah, your paperwork's here, so you gotta fill that out.
Oh, God.
So exciting.
There's so much paperwork, y'all. It's insane.
You're starting your own business.
I'm not starting my own business. I'm just opening. I've had my own business. On tax papers and paper rolls, I've had my own business for 2 years, but I'm opening up an actual
Location.
Location. Mm-hmm. That's the only difference is that I've had my own business for 2 years. You have your
business license? You have a tax identification number. You do not have a business license.
No, because I haven't had any. I haven't had a need for one. Because I've been booth renting. I don't need a business license.
Right, because you're under rent. A business.
Yeah, but everything I do is ran through me.
Okay.
Yeah, so like the advertisements you see, that's me. The pictures you see, that's me. The prices that you're presented, that's me. Mm-hmm. The all the stuff that I use for my clients, that's all me. Mm-hmm. Except for the shampoo.
Right.
The bleach, the color, the bowls, the brushes, the clips, the combs, the some of the capes, the decorations at my station. That's all me. Mm-hmm. That's all me. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of work.
A lot of write-offs.
Open a business, they say. It's a lot of write-offs. yes. The main portion with opening up a business when you're starting out, if anyone's opening up a business, you need to take this very serious. You want to write off more so you can pay less in taxes. Mm-hmm. The goal is to pay as little as taxes as possible. If you're paying more taxes than you are spending and writing off, you got a problem. You got a problem.
Right.
You know, you really have got to, like, figure that portion out. It's very hard opening up a business. It's not for the weak. It's not for the weak. This industry that I'm in is also not for the weak. Entrepreneurs and owning your own business, mm-hmm. that shit will chew you up and spit you out before you can mm-hmm. say hippopotamus. The hair industry, forget about it. You're not careful and you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Or you're back talking, not even back talking, but trash talking another stylist.
Right.
This industry will chew you up and spit you out before you can say highlights. And that's how quick it is.
Right.
It is a go, go, go type of thing. You're in 1 minute, out the next.
Okay.
That's how quick it works.
So it is quick.
Yeah. It's a quick industry and you have to be very, very mindful of what you do because people talk. This is a very small town. It is a very small industry. Yeah, I feel like I'm like bending down a lot.
Yeah, it is. So I need to elevate a little bit more up on the mic because I felt a little awkward. I mean, you could always adjust it high because, I mean, these go.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to go like super high with it.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, that's the exciting news. I mean, that's all I got. So it's been one of those things. I hope everyone had a good Valentine's also.
100%.
Huh? You had a good Valentine's Day?
We didn't do anything. He told me nothing. He said, let's not do anything.
Yeah, no, he told me that.
Relaxed at home, just kind of did her own thing.
I asked him, I said, did you get flowers? He's like, no. I said, what do you mean you didn't get flowers?
He told me not to do anything.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't want flowers, so I told him not to get them. I said, I got three at home. You want me to bring one in? Two of them are tulips.
Like, I would have done the full thing. Flowers, card, chocolates, everything, because that's who I am. I'm out there and I'll do mm-hmm. it.
Mind you, those three bouquets, I bought one of those myself. The other two came from my dad.
Aww.
One from Magnolia, one from me. My dad got me white tulips. Magnolia got yellow tulips. So nobody gave me flowers besides my dad. Okay? Before anyone gets that mistaken, I buy my own flowers because I like to gift myself with flowers because no man in the world is going to give me flowers. So I treat myself to them.
It's another way of just boosting your confidence by giving yourself something because you're treating yourself.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
It's called self-care. I love self-care. I'm all about it. The self-love clear. Mm-hmm. The self-love club. Yeah.
Loner club.
Love it. So
loner
I don't.
Club, loner club.
I even like bought my own like chocolate too. I bought my own chocolate.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm all about buying myself chocolate because I'm a fatty and I like my sugar and sweets.
Right, but I also am really picky with chocolate.
Which, that's why we're going to the World Market because...
Are we still going?
Girl, their candy's going to be on sale that was on the Valentine's stuff.
Hell yeah. Right? Hell yeah. That means we can eat all those candies while we watch a movie.
Yeah, and we can get popcorn and like other snacky snacks.
Because Target's right there.
I know, but we have popcorn. We have Amish popcorn.
Oh my god, yeah. Do you mm-hmm. have butter still?
Oh, yeah. Always.
I know you were running low last time we made popcorn.
Oh no, we had a block of butter in there, girl.
A block of butter? Mm-hmm. It's not the butter out of the where it's already melted down, the popcorn movie theater popcorn butter.
We don't do it that way. We heat up our kernels, make the kernels, then you pour your own butter on top.
Well, you really like to make it difficult, don't you? Just buy the bottle.
Fiance. That's my fiance.
Just buy the bottle that's already melted and you'll be fine. By the way, Magnolia started saying bags.
Bags?
Bags.
For what? Just bags?
No. You know how I say bags?
Mm-hmm.
She's saying bags.
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 I need a bag.
It's a bag. I need to get a bath. She looked at me last night. She goes, I need a bath. I said, I'm sorry. What?
What does you she
need
a what? Bath. Like, she's getting that.
Where the hell did you get that southern accent from? Like, I know I have
she's
one.
She's around me.
But it's not, yours is not that deep.
Not anymore. It used to be. Now, if I get angry, it will come out.
Yeah, but like, all I'm thinking is like, where the hell did you get bath from? Why are you saying bath like that?
Southern bumpkins. She's going to school now. She's around kids that have southern accents.
Oh, yeah, true. I wonder if she's picked up on, like, one of the kids' accents. But it was just so funny that she walked up to me. And, like, last night I decided that I was going to do, like, a bunch of laundry and, like, clean the whole apartment. I don't know why, but I was just like, I'm going to clean 7:30 at night. 7:30 at night, cleaned everything, did a bunch of laundry.
Had a moment.
I, like, went on a 2-hour cleaning spree, okay? I could not stop. I felt like I could not get things clean. So, mind you, my apartment wasn't even that bad. I was just behind in laundry.
Mm-hmm.
But I like finally go to sit down after 2 hours of cleaning. And she walks up. She goes, Mommy, can I have a bath?
Bath?
I said, what?
I can't.
You want a what?
A bath.
She goes, I want a bath. She goes, I want my hair clean. I said, oh, okay. So you want a bath?
Bath.
You want a bath?
Use your girth behind it. Like, bath.
Bath. No, you want a bath?
Bath.
Bath. I want a bath, Mommy.
Welcome to the staff, honey.
Right. And I was just like, yeah, that's fine. You can get a bath. It's fine.
Right.
But it was just like, just so funny how she like all of a sudden has this like southern accent.
Mm-hmm.
She did the same thing when we were leaving my parents when she goes, Lulu, you need to carry the bags. My mom and I look at each other. We're like, where the hell did she get that accent?
If she starts saying,
mom?
Y'all, I'm a bath.
Dude, I know. Like, here's the thing. Like, my See mom, y'all? Like, right? My mom and I's accent when we do get when our southern accent does come out. Mind you, this is years of training of not having one.
Mm-hmm.
I naturally have a southern accent.
I hate mine, so I got
when
rid of
it. when I first moved here when I was 11, mm-hmm. someone looked at me and said, "Why do you sound like that?" Yeah. I said, "What? Why do I sound like what? Why do you sound like that?" Like, why is your accent like that?
You had no southern accent.
No, I had an accent.
Oh, from?
I had a Virginian southern accent. A Virginian southern accent.
Geechee, like Georgetown County southern.
You mean Geechee?
Mm-mm, there's another name for it.
Gullah and Geechee?
Yeah, that's the one.
Gullah and Geechee, yes.
Yeah, that freaking awkward. Geechee. Yeah, Georgetown.
My dad and I know how to speak it and listen to it and talk it. Yeah.
Okay.
I took a Southern history class in college, mm-hmm. and one of the portions was we had to pick something in the South to study for our like big final,
mm-hmm.
and I think I studied Gullah Geechee for like 3 months mm-hmm. straight, and my dad has a bunch of clients who are Gullah Geechee in Georgetown, so I was constantly hanging out with them.
Right.
And my dad does a lot of business with Gullah Geechee,
mm-hmm.
so my mom, me, and my dad, we went somewhere. And the guy was talking Geechee,
mm-hmm.
or he was talking Gullah, and my dad and I are like full-blown having a conversation with the guy, and he leaves. My mom goes, what was he even saying? Like, I could not understand him, and my dad's like, oh, he's speaking Gullah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what and you're not used to being around it, where I'm used to being around it, so I can understand it.
Right.
So when I first moved here, I had a Virginian southern accent, mm-hmm. which is more of a British sound,
mm-hmm.
less of a southern sound.
The y'all part,
you know, when they go in the movies and they have that deep southern accent,
mm-hmm.
mine doesn't sound like that. No. Mine is more British because Virginians held on to their British accent longer, mm-hmm. than North Carolinians, South Carolinians, Georgians, you know, the whole nine.
Yeah,
we held on to our accent longer,
mm-hmm.
and I had a different southern accent. So when I get drunk, it comes out and people are like, oh my God.
Tipsy.
Yeah. They're like, oh my God, your accent. I'm like, yeah, it happens when I drink.
Out, so it's there.
It just comes out. I don't want to tell you.
Right. So,
but yeah, so I have a different accent than most people and it always throws people off when it sounds a certain way. So, oh, look, your timer's going off.
I'm popular. No, that's telling me bills have to be paid.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I had to battle that for a while. But I've worked really hard to get rid of it because I got tired of being told you sound funny. Mm-hmm. So I just practiced not to have a Southern accent. And my dad went through the same thing.
Right.
Because he has a very deep Southern accent. Mm-hmm. But he has been trained in the corporate world not to have it. Because mm-hmm. when you have a Southern accent and you're going to, let's say, the Midwest,
right.
then the North, you're looked down upon because of your Southern accent.
Right.
Because they... You know, they look at a Southern accent and they're thinking, oh, he's a dumb hillbilly.
Right.
So my dad spent years working on getting rid of his Southern accent to have the perfect dialect.
Of everything.
Of everything. And to have the correct English words.
Right.
There's old English. There's a specific word my dad uses. So, yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean... There's not much we really else need to talk about it. We can call it a short episode this week.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be crazy.
No. I mean, we talked about Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so there's really nothing else we really need to go over for this week and kind of leave off on this. It's a quick, short episode. It's not as crazy as our long, hour-long episodes we've been doing.
Normally our episodes are way longer than this, but...
This is because it's a thought bubble. We kind of didn't have an idea on what we were doing. We kind of just went on and kind of like talked about what was going on for the week.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like one of those things. I was going to say something, but we've already talked about it. I almost said the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, but we've already talked about the Chiefs and winning the Super Bowl. I do want to send condolences to Kansas City from the shooting that did happen. When the Chiefs were coming home, there was a major shooting. Yeah. It did come out, I think it was Friday, that Taylor Swift had donated $100,000to one of the victims of the shooting. So my condolences and my hearts and prayers go out to those families who were affected by that tragedy. I will never understand why people do that, just how I'll never understand why the car drove through the freaking Christmas parade those couple of years ago.
There's people's mindset, and there's no way of fully me knowing it without going and getting a sociology, a psychology degrees, and stuff like that. So we just kind of have to think.
That would bring on another hour of this if we got into that.
Yeah, let's not.
No, let's not.
Not this episode. Maybe another one coming up. But
no. Where's this little thing at? Oh, is it going to work? Look at that. Look at that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're extra. You know that, right?
You suck.
Do you like your buttons? I'm going to take them away from you.
Yes, I do, actually.
I will take them away.
I'm sorry if that hurt anybody's ears. If you're listening to this,
like a screaming child.
Anything. God, I'm so funny.
And on that note, this has been an episode of Two BFFs and a Mic. My name's Dalton,
and my name's Ruby Jane.
Until next time, have you guys. Have
Bye.
Fun. Hello, everyone. I just want to take a moment to express our heartfelt thanks to each and every one of you who listen to our podcast. Your support means the world to us. We truly appreciate the time you take out of your day to listen to what we have to say. Whether you've been with us from the very beginning or just discovering our podcast now, we're so grateful for your presence. We love hearing from you, so please don't hesitate to reach out with your feedback, suggestions, or just saying hello. Your engagement keeps us going and helps us improve each episode. So thank you for being part of the podcast community. We couldn't do this without you, and we're looking forward to sharing more episodes with you in the future. So stay tuned until the next episode, and thank you for listening to the podcast.